Hey everybody, I'm here to spread the word about the benefit being held for three-time cancer fighter Sid Destructo Slimmer. Sunday, April 23rd from 4 to midnight at the Archive in Soulard. The extravaganza is hosted by the one and only Clownvis Presley, as some of St. Louis' best acts perform their many talents. Michelle Minx of the Michelle Minx Academy of Pole Dance, comedian Andrew Frank, fire breather Carson Kelly, and drag performers Mary Shino and Lexi San Diego, with sideshow performer Travis Detritus, as well as music by the Trip Daddies, the Well Hungarians, and an open mic at the end of the night. Also, the triumphant return of Sid and Lexi's band Candy Coated Evil. Door prizes, raffles, incredible silent and live auction items, and special guests along the way. $10 suggests the door to help Sid pay for her ever-growing minimally insured bills and all the support until she can ring that bell at Siteman. This will be an event you will not want to miss. Sunday, April 23rd, 4 to midnight, or until they kick us out at Archive Soulard. Check Facebook for further details.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with the Rock Paper Podcast. I'll tell you about my friends over at Gaslight. Check them out at the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard in St. Louis, Missouri. If you haven't been by, come over, check it out. It's a beautiful recording studio attached to a bar, and share a wall with Cha Cha Chow. You can get some tacos, get some cold drinks, hang out, watch one of your favorite bands in the studio recording, or if you're an artist, come get your music recorded over there. It's really something really cool, unique, special for St. Louis, so get out and support them. Check it out. Everything at GaslightSTL.com. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to keep up to date with what they got going on. Got a couple of big events coming up, including April 8th, Saturday. They're doing a big joint release party. Five records released on Saturday, including Miss Molly Sims, Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals, Cara Louise Band, Fourth City, and Culprit Manifest. All five have recorded at Gaslight. All five are releasing their records April 8th at the Ready Room. Live performances from all five groups. So come out and check them out. See what they got going on. Again, full listing of details, everything at GaslightSTL.com, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, this is the Manus Brothers here on Rock Paper Podcast, live at Gaslight Studios, St. Louis, Missouri.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out in the Gaslight in St. Louis, Missouri, with the guys, the Manus Brothers. I was going to say the guys, but it's just you guys, so I don't know why I was doing that.
Here we are, man. We're here.
Yeah.
What's going on, world? We're here, Gaslight Studios, Shane Presley, Rock Paper Podcast. Got some Alicia's pizza munching down on.
Yeah, it's really good. We haven't ate all day.
Yeah. I had some oatmeal, so I was...
Like, not for breakfast?
No, it was just for breakfast.
Oh, shit. You know. What'd you eat after that?
I did have some pizza, too. I had some a buffalo chicken pizza that was pretty awesome.
Man, that sounds
frozen?
Good. Yeah, DiGiorno, man.
It's DiGiorno, not man. I've been getting into Mama Cozy's lately.
Yeah.
Aldi.
I'm straight up Dogtown, dude. I know Zach just dogged it, but Dogtown is freaking sick.
Yeah. I've been to some Dogtown frozen pizza for sure. Two. Jack's is good.
Jack's is good, for real. Like, I'm not even going to lie. I like some Jack's. Just straight up pepperoni.
We should just go through the whole frozen section and evaluate them all.
Yeah.
Give a review.
Dogtown is my favorite, though, frozen pizza-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Like, DiGiorno's definitely a little more expensive for the frozen pizza.
Yeah.
But it is a pretty damn good pizza for frozen.
I was getting that for a while, like some like weird party pizza type thing.
Like, yeah, like Crazy Mike's or something or whatever?
No, it was a DiGiorno, but it was like party. I don't know, it was like party time or something.
Oh.
It said like party style, I think, on it. It was square.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, hooking it up. Let me get this. That looks like a good one.
Everybody likes those corner pieces. I like the middle pieces, though.
Hell yeah, we...
I don't discriminate. I like them all, so...
That's a good way
to... Yeah, I'm not them. Really... I'm an edge kind of guy.
David's real edgy. He's definitely the edgy brother.
Well, I think this has been pretty entertaining so far.
Yep. Well, that's it, guys. Good episode.
It's been real.
This has been Pizza Talk with the management.
We're about ready to embark on some pretty big pizza news here. Coming up soon, I think.
There's going to be some big pizza news coming up from the Mance Brothers. Follow us on Facebook. We'll let you know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we can move on then. Probably.
Well, we're not just here to talk about pizza. We do have a big record release party coming up on April 15th, Saturday night, off-Broadway, St. Louis, Missouri. Mm-hmm. And you guys are bringing along a stack bill of some of your good friends, man.
Best buddies from out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Cattle from Toronto. They've come down a few times.
Two-piece, blues band, yeah, rock and roll.
Freaking awesome. Love those guys.
Yeah, they're fucking good.
Yeah, definitely.
We got Calliope from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They're sick.
They're freaking sick. Those guys are homeboys. For real. Al's going to play homeboys. Some yeah, Al might
Morgan maybe with us. Those. Possibly.
Yeah, he's freaking awesome.
He's the man.
Al Kramer.
There
Milwaukee.
He is.
Just played his Dirty 30.
Yeah.
With Brother O' Brother.
Yeah, we can't forget about Brother O' Brother.
From Indianapolis, Indiana. You know, they're
they love wrestling.
Chris Banta is my mentor. You know, we had to have them down.
It's like wrestling and music infused almost still. Their live show is insane. You guys will see.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
It's going to change the
world. But, the dude basically is making this whole thing happen. Chris Banta. You know, he runs Romanus Records.
Chris Banta, man.
He's the dude. He even drove Jake down a car after he totaled his car a couple weeks ago.
I
totaled
my car. I said, Chris Banta, what do I do?
Drove him down
the
car.
He came to my house with a brand new Chevy Captiva. Oh, it was 2013, but it looked new.
2014, I thought, but maybe not.
No, it was 13. It's a good car, though. Upgrade. Upgrade my car, put us out a record. Put sand in our record.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
We got Catfish inside of our new records.
He calls himself a vinyl chef. Mm-hmm. So his passion is just making the craziest vinyls you can possibly think of.
Yeah.
And that's what he's doing. And I think he was like the first one possibly in the world to put liquid in the vinyl.
I've seen just online. I haven't actually been able to hold it in my hand yet. But
We haven't either. Chris won't let us touch
them. Yeah, right. Yeah.
He just holds them in front of us. And we're just like, dude, those are freaking awesome. He's like, hell yeah, they are.
Yeah. But there's a super rare, like, I don't know, whatever, $500 or something, whatever it is online, but it's like Friday the 13th soundtrack, and it's got like blood in it, like so.
Liquid blood?
Yeah, liquid blood.
Oh, shit, Chris.
Yeah.
You weren't the first.
Yeah.
What, Friday the 13th?
Right. Yeah, I knew.
Yeah.
You knew about that?
I knew that he wasn't the first. I'd let you believe that he was, though.
You let me believe that?
I would.
Well, I don't know. I don't really...
I think he's like, there's maybe like just one or two other people.
Yeah.
Jack White's one of them.
Yeah, Jack White. I was just talking about his because he's got like in the super deluxe version or whatever his record. It, like when you spin it, there's like a little angel that dances on it. Like the pattern looks or whatever. It looks like this little angel stands up and dances on it and stuff. And it's pretty incredible. Wild. Yeah.
He did one 12-inch with a 7-inch inside of it. Pretty yeah. sure. So yeah. You had to buy two of them so you could listen to the 7-inch.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy with like some of the stuff that they come up with on some of this. But I do like like Rival Sons. They do like a lot of vinyl also, and you pretty much could like when their last record came out, like you could almost customize it to your specific.
Really?
Yeah, like you they had whatever 50 different color options or whatever. So you, I mean, theoretically, you could almost have like a one-off, you know, copy mm-hmm. of the record, you know.
Yeah.
If
how are they doing that? They got a printing press or something?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how they got hooked up with that. But I, you know, I picked mine out. I got like a black and white like blood splatter pattern, and it was pretty sweet. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, they had all kinds of different colors and all kinds of different you know, patterns and things, and mm-hmm. and so it was pretty neat. That but yeah, I have no idea. I mean, I'm sure it cost them a lot, but
yeah. One thing I wanted. Because Wax Mage Records also made a couple Wax of our Mage. New records, which I'm super excited that they did that. I mean, those guys are freaking awesome.
Yeah, they look incredible.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a limited some.
They'll be at the show. Limited edition at the show.
They'll be there April 15th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. So a little tie dye, you said, or something?
I don't know. It's
they're burst. Yeah. All these different crazy burst colors.
I would say it looks similar to tie dye looking. But it's all like wax, so imagine a tie-dye shirt made of wax.
Wax Mage
is the standard
it's a splatter. It's like a gold and lavender purple and kind of clearish Coke bottle kind of clear splatter.
Man, you want another piece of that?
Sure,
that's a pretty good piece.
All right, that looks good.
We're gonna get you sponsored by Elisa's Pizza.
Let's do it, man. Proud sponsor of Rock Paper Podcast. How's that sound?
How's that sound, Alicia's? Well, hell yeah, man.
You got,
we got
Miss Beth Bombara.
Miss Beth Bombara. She's incredible. She played on Wurlitzer on a song of ours on the record.
She played number two.
And, you know, her husband Kit Hammond recorded the whole record, plays bass, and also Wurlitzer.
They're playing at the release show.
They are.
Yeah, they're both badass.
It's kind of a get. Nobody really knows that they're going to play, which, I mean,
why? Oh, they're going to play with us, and they're going to play their own set.
Yeah, they're going to play with us.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody knows that until they listen.
Rock Paper Podcast and exclusive.
It is exclusive, but it'll be cool. I'm going to practice with a little Kit tomorrow. But
it's going to be fun.
It's going to be freaking awesome just playing with all those people.
Yeah?
Yeah, we got tons of guest players. We got Maddie Coonfield playing bass with us.
Maddie Coonfield on bass.
Richard Wolfman Grissom. He's a harmonica player. He is going to play there, too. Dude rules.
Yep. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
We got some tricks up our sleeve.
Mighty fine pizza.
It is good. Delicious. Recommend it. Manus Brothers approved. I'll say I like Pointers. It's my favorite pizza in St. Louis. I'll eat that every day.
We're back on the pizza. I like Kevin's pizza.
Like Joni's, too. I'll say Joni's or Kevin's over anybody else.
Joni's. You know about Joni's?
I've never ate there. Pretty good. I've never been there, but
in Soulard.
Yeah,
it's good. They got a little bitty place called Joni's to go, and then like a restaurant. Pointers though,
never had it.
Yeah.
We also have other bands on this show. There's a lot of bands on this show.
Yeah, let's get back to business.
April 15th at Off-Broadway.
The Strange Places.
It's a great band. One of the coolest locally. I saw them play, and I was like, damn, that's like what I want to hear.
Well, it's fronted by Chris Beresevic from Big Muddy Records. And, you know, they've always been a big inspiration with what we're doing, too.
Inspirational.
He is. They got old Chris Powers on bass.
Yeah.
So that's going to be freaking awesome.
Bunch of good dudes. Really.
Bug Chaser Entertainment.
Bug Chaser Entertainment.
They just changed their name to Entertainment.
They're pretty good.
First word in entertainment.
But those guys are wild. Definitely duh, yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, they, it's going to be a wild night of rock and roll, man. Yeah. $10 will get you in. And then,
it's sponsored by Four Hands Brewery. That's our sponsor.
We're trying to get Defiance Whiskey in there, too. I need to call up Steve, Dan. I know you're out there if you're listening.
We'll call him. We'll get some Defiance Whiskey out there.
Get ready. Just bring some anyway. Put in your... You already always got it anyway, so... But, yeah, it'll be a wild night. We'll have... Okay, yeah, the big kicker, too, is in between all the sets, there's a sitar player instead of, like, music. Buddy Shoemaker's going to be playing sitar.
No music except for live music whole night.
Earth, Wind, and Fire is going to be played at some point.
Except for Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Like, definitely going to be played at some point.
It's the one exception.
Yeah. But,
Buddy Shoemaker is going to be blasting that sitar, going nuts on it, probably just doing some shit that he does. I don't really know what it's going to be like.
Never even heard him play, honestly. I don't even know if he can play the damn thing. He said he could. We booked him.
You know, he told me that, I guess, I don't know if this is, like, exactly the way you described it, but there's Ravi Shankar, and then there's, like, another sitar player who's second best, coolest sitar player in the world.
And he learned
and
from
And Buddy learned everything. Buddy Shoemaker learned everything that he knows about sitar from the second best sitar player in the world. Took lessons from him for years. Buddy might even be the third best sitar player in the world.
Well, there's not many. I've only met one other guy once that played, that even owned a sitar.
And he just owned one.
Yeah, he played
it. He played it a little bit. He played it a little bit.
A little bit.
Go watch that video on our Facebook page, probably.
Took it off.
David took it off.
So Dave might be number four in the world.
Dave might be number four.
It'd be cool, but there has to be like a big sitar like scene somewhere, but probably in India. But
yeah, that should be interesting for sure, man.
Well, okay, so the show, you know, doors open at 5.
Yeah, it's an early
music
show.
Starts at 6. We're running on Manus Brothers time.
We got Gooseberries is going to be doing food there, so it's just going to be like a family reunion type event.
You come, you're hungry, you're whatever you are, you come, and we'll take care of you.
It'll be fun.
We're having some fun.
For sure. And bring some spending cash, because along with the record, you guys are going to have other exclusive merch, right?
Yeah, old Jason Spencer
Killer Napkins.
Just made us a new design, which is a... kind of a take on an old one we had, and it's freaking like the best thing I've ever seen ever.
Yeah, we'll put it out there for y'all.
Killer Napkins, man.
Killer Napkins.
Did he also do the show poster too?
He did the show poster.
Yeah, he did.
Looks and, great.
That's my favorite poster that we've ever had as a band. Yeah, 6 years.
Looked great.
Yeah, Jason was like, he's like, is this all you guys want? But he did, well, the album art, you know, is on the sides.
Yeah, he did the album art. And Nate Burrell did the double exposure photograph of, and then Jason did the weeds around it, and then he did the flyer.
Sure.
He's been getting around town, man. Did you see his Bright Oyster Bar thing?
Yeah. Every day I go to work now.
It's freaking awesome.
Yeah, man.
He did that, man. He's been doing all kinds of those things.
Four Hands, Nebula.
Yeah.
What do you do, Atomic one?
I heard he's doing like Nashville
or something. He's painting the whole damn arch.
It's about time we got it cleaned up. get some fresh paint on that thing. The poster looks great. If you haven't checked that out,
Shane.
Get on there and share that around. Tell your friends. But yeah, obviously it's kind of that, you know, whatever, 50s, I guess, around that era.
We just mimicked off of Blues Brothers one.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you really want to know the secret, if you guys really want to know the secret to the trade, it's just a Blues Brothers flyer.
Right. Well, I mean, like everybody had, though. I mean, like...
Everybody had it.
Everybody did those, yeah.
Right. Yeah, that was like... I can't believe everybody had that. Why did everybody have that? It was just one guy, one poster guy. Sure. It was awesome. Who invented
that? There was only one guy made posters back then.
Yeah, who invented that design? The red, yellow, and shit, whatever it is.
You guys hopped in the DeLorean. You went back.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you invented it, and then brought it back.
Brought it back.
To the future.
Back
to ours the future. Ours is cool, because we... Deliberately, it's 100% the Blues Brothers flyer.
Right.
You know, as much as we could do. Without putting Blues Brothers on it.
Apparently, that's like trademarked or something.
Probably.
Hey, looking for some new music? Come check out Music Record Shop, located in the Dot Zach building. You can shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com or come in store and check out their nice display of records, vinyl, tapes and CDs, and you can get yourself all kinds of new music. New records in every Friday. And if you want to get your records on the shelf, reach out. They have a wonderful local music selection as well, and they can help you out with that. We got a couple big events coming up, including Record Store Day, April 22nd. So mark your calendar, come out to Record Store Day. A lot of exclusive releases and other things coming up, so more details to be announced, but mark your calendar for the 22nd, and full listing of events all at musicrecordshop.com, and follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're always giving away free tickets and records and things, so it's a good way to get involved and win free stuff, so check it out.
But yeah, like, I mean, I know, like, I've seen, obviously, all of them. You know, Chuck Berry, B.B. King, all of them had that same exact poster, pretty much. And like,
Woodstock. You
know, yeah.
Same poster as Manus Brothers album release, guys.
Right. I don't know. We've always talked about doing that, and we just decided to do it this time. So we finally did it.
Definitely. We're talking about this record and things. Let's get some tunes out there. You guys wanted to play Juke Joint Number 2.
Juke Joint Number 2. We got a little story behind that song, too. We'll tell you guys after you listen to it.
Before or after. What's better?
Well, all right, we're doing it after. What do you think, Shane? What are we doing? What are you going to say?
I was going to make a joke about the song title, but then I was informed I had the wrong song title, so my joke wasn't...
Well, the song was originally called Iowa Buffet. Well,
Kit Hammond was trying to push it to be Iowa Buffet. Because we were eating Iowa Buffet, like, we ate it and then recorded it.
Yeah.
But the thing was, I already wrote that. I wrote that in Junior's Juke Joint Number 2.
Yeah. Holly Springs, Mississippi, Juke Joint Number 2.
Because we went down there because we're, like, super fans of Kimbrough and shit and Hill Country Blues. And then we were, like, knocking on the door... Should we go into that story?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, we were knocking on the door. Well, we didn't even knock on the door. We're gonna get a picture, one picture.
Yeah.
Because the venue before us was like, man, you shouldn't go. Because we asked them, we're like, what's up with Holly Springs and Junior's Juke Joint? They're like, you don't want to go there, man. It's a bad area. We're like, all right, whatever. We had the day off, and it was like daylight. We were like, what? There's nothing crazy's gonna happen. I mean, it might, but I mean, I don't know. Basically, we live in St. Louis, so I don't know.
Right.
But we drove there and found it, and we were, like, going to take a picture, and this old dude was like, hey, what you boys doing over there? And we were just like, I just walked over there. I was going to be like, all right, party's over. We're getting out. But I was just like, hey, sorry, man. We're just big fans of Junior, and we just want to take a picture. And he's like, what? He's like, I'm Kenny Kimbrough. I'm Junior's son. We were just like, hell yeah, man. This is freaking awesome. He's like, and then he starts knocking on the door. And he's like, David, answer the door. And finally, this, you know, this dude answers the door, and it's David Kimbrough, which is, it's David Jr.
And these guys end up being Junior Kimbrough's sons.
Yeah, both are Junior Kimbrough's sons, and they played on some of the records and stuff. They're on, like, a documentary.
They're his backing band, and he toured with Iggy Pop.
But David lived in the juke joint. And it was hilarious because they were just like pumped, dude. Kenny was knocking on the door. He's like, "There's some boys out here, freaking big fans of Dad." And they were like, "They were like, we have to jam, blah blah blah." He's like, "You guys want some beer? You guys want to smoke? You guys want to do this shit?" We're just like,
"It was exactly how I would imagine or want my trip to Holly Springs, Mississippi."
Yeah, it was amazing. Okay, yeah,
they had a shit little drum set.
Yeah,
and we played shit little PV amp. And we
PV just amps or what's plugged up in there. And yeah, we plugged in and Kimbrough, David played the bass. And man, you even watch the documentary, he's playing bass when he was real young and shit. But he's playing bass and I'm like, what the hell am I even gonna play?
And Kenny is a drummer and he wanted me to play drums and he's playing tambourine or you know,
but dude, they were pumped, man. They were just like bored as shit.
Just having a good time.
Just like so pumped that people were there.
Yeah,
and yeah, I wrote that riff like out of nowhere. The riff for Junior's Juke Joint Number 2, and
the spirit of Junior Kimbrough wrote that riff, David.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, it was a different building, but yeah, it was wild, man.
Yeah,
that was cool. That was like the coolest story we got, probably.
Yeah,
I mean, just
that's the coolest thing we ever did.
Yeah,
for us, it was just tight.
Till we met Chris Banta and put sand in our records.
But, yeah, man, Junior's Juke Joint Number 2. It's instrumental, but it's goodness.
That's Beth. Check it out, y'all. We're here on Rock Paper Podcast. It's Beth Bambara on the Wurlitzer.
Kit Hamlin on bass.
Hope you enjoy it.
We're just gonna do a rockapella.
Yeah. Are we playing it? What do we do?
Oh, well, I'll take care of that and
tight.
In the post.
Yeah.
Well, what I was gonna say is I was gonna make the joke about being when it was named Iowa Buffet was the fact that like it is an instrumental, and I was like, well, I was gonna assume that you guys ate too much to sing, so you just played.
So. Yeah, probably. We were chilling hard.
We were chilling way hard that day.
That was a good day.
It was one of the best days.
What's Iowa Buffet anyway?
It's
a restaurant bar
on Iowa Street.
Okay.
Over off South by Cherokee.
South City.
All right.
You should check it out, man.
Yeah, dude, you'd love it. It's like home-style cooking.
Such good burgers and all food and
they got new stuff on the menu, great. Like whatever they feel like, pretty much. I feel like you just walk
it's
in.
Like it's like going crazy. Back in time.
Yeah, it's freaking awesome.
And eating really good food.
Yeah.
Yeah, people who really care about making good-ass food, they don't even care about it. They just do it.
If you just want to eat like a badass, like greasy
home-cooked, grandma-style meal.
Dude, it's definitely like grandma-style, for sure.
I'll have to go check it out. You guys sold me on it, so.
Dude, yeah, man.
Dude, totally.
Yeah, maybe we'll get them to sponsor the show, too.
Dude, we should.
Iowa Buffet.
Yeah. I love it. Iowa Buffet. Rock Paper Podcast. Let's make it happen.
Well, we got another one from that record. What you guys... you guys have been playing out a lot, and it's just a super fun song to get rowdy to, but End of Me.
It's our hit.
Yeah.
It's our hit.
It's the single. Huh?
Yeah, it's, I guess, it's definitely our single. Like,
yeah, it's
for
our
sure.
hit. It's our good, it's our
it's
song.
Like,
that's
yeah,
good.
Like, throughout the whole set, I'm just like, all right, even if all this sucks, I'm like, I know that
the whole show
that.
Sucked, but we'll play End of Me, and
somebody's going to be like,
Somebody out there knows the words.
Yeah.
Maybe. I do.
Well, where? It depends on where. I guess we're playing in town.
We'll be right back.
one person. I don't know.
Somebody, well, I tried.
Some people knew the words outside.
I try to sing along. I don't know if I know the words, but
Drive Me stuff was freaking badass.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a other like one.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, thanks. I love that tune, man. You guys, so this anybody that's not aware yet, this is, I guess, is we were saying this like your newest song, right?
Drive Me,
Drive Me is.
So we had another new one after that.
We have another new one that's not recorded.
Yeah, but Drive Me is on the 16 and 16 compilation for the St. Louis Blues Society, which I was recently over at. Blue Lotus Recording Studio with Paul.
Oh, yeah,
that's
a beautiful recording studio. Yeah. I do love that place.
And it's Paul hooked me up with a copy, and actually, no, I think I think I got my copy from Jeremy Siegel Moss. Actually,
Jeremy Siegel Moss, good
I ran
dude.
Into him at least. Yeah, so he hooked it up. But anyway, a lot of that Paul's always a part of that anyway too. So
totally.
But anyway, yeah, so. I popped in my CD, and I was excited to give it a listen, and then Drive Me pops on, and I'm like, man, this is a jam right here, man. Like, it's just, you guys have a way of, like, and same thing with End of Me, with, like, I don't know, it's just when I hear them, and I'm like, kind of that, your face just makes a, you know, your nose curls up, and you kind of just, like, get that, like, look on your face, and, like, where you kind of look like you're pissed off, and you just start nodding your head, and, like,
well, I tried so hard, but I can't do it on my own. Can't do it on my own.
Thank you. And not, I don't know, that's the effect on me. Like, yeah, and it's just,
hell yeah, dude.
It's just fun music to, for me to, it's just like, yeah, man. Honestly, it's not, it doesn't put me in a bad mood. It just gives me that, you know, you should get that look, and I'm like,
dude, I get it. Like, yeah. You're fucking,
you know, the coolest thing anybody's ever said to me ever about listening to our music is that they said they blasted Manus Brothers while they were driving, and it made them feel like they were eating a nail sandwich. And crashing into a cop car.
I haven't seen what's
his name? And that was Andy Stoutenberg.
Andy Stoutenberg, man. Yeah. I love that guy. I love that guy too.
But yeah, I made a little video on Instagram the other day for Drive Me, and
yeah, it was freaking great.
And I did a little lip sync to it, and
that was like some good facial expressions.
Right.
I definitely made my day.
Yeah, it was fun. But yeah, it's just a great tune. It's a good turner upper for sure, man. So check that out, and check out the 16 and 16 compilation, and a bunch of 15 other great songs on it.
You can pick that up at the St. Louis Blues Museum.
Yeah, right? National Blues Museum.
National Blues Museum, yeah, man. As we're putting St. Louis on the blues map.
Yeah. So, that's an all local. That's what I thought was really cool about it.
Totally.
It's all St. Louis.
Definitely.
So
yeah, it's a fun comp. I like it. My parents love it, too.
Did you guys record that with Paul over there?
Yeah. I think everybody did.
Right? Yeah, I was pretty sure that was the case.
Yeah, everybody did, man. That was freaking awesome. We literally, we procrastinated with that for the whole entire time. We knew we were going to do it.
The night before we went in to record with Paul,
we wrote that song.
I had the hook written before then.
Yeah, I had
I don't think I had the lyrics. Drive Me.
Oh, I did. I was working with this three fingers thing, so I had sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened. I had, like, sort of, like, this thing going, and Jake was like, drive me. And I was like,
yeah. Meow, meow. And then I was oh, man, me and my soul. That's
but I just got that Supro amp, too, like, the day before. Literally. And we went in there and.
And then Paul Niehaus is like the only dude in St. Louis who knows what Mississippi Old Country Blues is.
Yeah, and he was like, this is cool. And I was like, hell yeah, dude.
He told us it was his favorite song on the whole comp.
He did say that. No, don't say that, dude.
But he probably told that to everybody.
He probably told it to everybody, definitely. Oh my God. Cut that out of there.
Sorry, Paul.
It would be funny, like, you know, I always think, like, those reviews, you know, movie lines or whatever, you know, like, you know, Siskel and Ebert give it 2 thumbs up, you know, that kind of thing or whatever, and just be like, but Paul says his favorite song, on the, you know, like.
Oh, shit.
yeah, check out Blue Lotus Recordings if you haven't been over there yet. Give Paul a call. He's been doing some amazing things, man. That Roland Johnson record, and now the Gene Jackson record.
I can tell you what, man. That is about like the chillest freaking place to record.
Yeah, it's all like custom. Everything looks really cool. He's got
did a good ass job aesthetic
with everything that he does. That's why he does so well.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I've done like 5 podcasts down there or something too. So it's
awesome. I just like it too because it's all like freaking. Eastern religion guys.
He's got like gurus hanging out. Yeah, gurus hanging out. That was fucking tight, man. I feel like me and Paul, that was the first time I ever met him, but we clicked.
I loved him. It was freaking awesome.
We clicked for sure.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Big time click.
Yeah. Big time click.
Big time.
Yeah, we just clicked tonight with old Rob Hoffman, too.
With old Rob Hoffman down at Save the Music Records in Staunton, Illinois. We just recorded a song for a compilation he's doing.
Yeah.
And that was fun as hell. And he's
that was fun.
He's got a good thing going.
Built this studio. He's got a music, like, little instrument shop and selling records. It's just super small. And Staunton's kind of like in the country a little bit. Not really.
There's no cell phone service.
Only AT&T.
That's why I couldn't tell you that we were going to be late.
Little bitty Main Street. And he's just like, did this thing and it's badass. And it just looks fucking bizarre in there too. It looks almost like he has all this foam everywhere, but it's just super home, like.
It's home style. It's
DIY.
to the max, man.
It's the kind of place that it's got that vibe to it that you like have felt that vibe and smelled that smell before.
It's like you're playing. I mean, we
just knew.
Yeah, he had some incense burning.
It was good.
He's a cool dude. But yeah, there's a compilation coming out. And
he's doing a release show for that too. Yeah. It'll be good.
How'd you guys get linked up with him?
Oh, he literally hit us up like 2 days ago. Yeah. We got in there.
Right on.
But I think, yeah, we have some mutual friends.
Neil C. Luke is what he said, I think, is who he found Manus Brothers through.
Yeah. But he's should be cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was in a band with like Aaron Camp back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Orange Punch
Warfare.
Hmm.
But that was Aaron Cam's band. They were like, I guess, pretty popular. They played the last show, Mississippi Nights or something.
All right.
Yeah, he said he's trying to get back out, start playing some more music. Rob Hoffman, good guy,
good dude.
Clicked with him big time.
Big time clicking. Super cool dude.
Just met him tonight.
Yeah,
seems like a real good dude.
Yeah, it is cool. Like, you know, just being a part of this with you guys for the last couple of years, you know, like between what you guys have created with Whiskey War Festival and all your friends around the country now and stuff, like, you know, it is crazy how many people, like, you know, have jumped on board with what you guys are doing, and even in our St. Louis community here with and stuff. I mean, it's just like it's real easy to just start picking up more people to be a part of the crew, you know, like.
Yeah.
The crew keeps expanding and more, so.
Yeah, I hope so, man.
It's just, man. It's a lot of fun.
It's all about the crew.
Yeah. It's all about the crew.
Big time clicks, man.
Big time clicks, man. For real. It is all about that. We got some of our best friends.
Big time friends, man. Big time.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm all about
big time clicking, dude. That's like the biggest thing about playing music to me is just like the.
Well, I don't know. Clicks, you know, I don't want to leave anybody out. But I like my friends.
I'm just saying big time clicking. Like
big time clicking. Yeah, big time clicks. Big time clicking.
I mean, I'm big time
clicking. I'm thinking about like high school.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Sorry, David. Big time click guy.
David's in a click. I'm not invited.
Yeah. But you guys looking to do that again? This summer?
Touring?
Oh, for the Whiskey War and stuff coming up.
Whiskey War Festival, September 2nd at the 2nd. South Broadway Athletic Club.
There we go.
Yeah.
It's going to be...
That's when you can play that
our September weirdest
song. Oh, yeah, there you go. There you go.
It's going to be our weirdest one, probably.
It's going to be weird.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're going to make it bizarre.
Trying to, like...
Be bizarrely weird.
Hook it up with Monster Jam somehow.
We're trying to get a... Yeah, Jake really wants to get a Monster
Jam. I really want
to
get...
He's really getting Monster jokes right now.
Okay, so you guys can't see this out there. Brandon Sloan was supposed to come. Dancing Shoes Productions is going to film this. He had to bolt out for some reason. But I'm wearing a Bigfoot t-shirt. The Monster Truck.
Yeah, he wants to... Actually, he's been trying to tell
me... My goal is to get Bigfoot... At the fest, so...
Yeah, so Bigfoot, if you're listening right now...
September 2nd is your chance to find out whether or not I got it or not.
Got what?
Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be a Bigfoot at Whiskey Fest. It, like, I would rather have Gravedigger, but I guess Bigfoot is local.
Bigfoot, St. Louis, all the way. We're St. Louis band.
We're going to run over, like, 25 cars. Just kidding.
It's, Whiskey Fest is going to be a lot like Monster Jam this year.
Did you guys see the clip of that truck that did a flip?
I think I heard about it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was
how did the hell does that even work?
It was at a Monster Jam event, whatever, you know. But he like popped a wheelie sort of, and then he like floored it as he's like doing the wheelie, and it hit that ramp, and he does a backflip. And I was
every
like,
time.
No, I did it just at once, but I was like...
I'll tell you, that's probably an accident that happened pretty well for that guy.
Yeah, this big-ass truck does a flip and lands it. And
there a YouTube video of that?
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
It was wild,
we should put
man.
This podcast on YouTube with that video
all right.
in the background.
You got
dude,
it.
That'd be sick.
And all Earth, Wind & Fire.
And Earth, Wind & Fire, though, too. Yeah,
Earth, Wind & Fire, I've been really into those guys lately.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah, some good... driving tunes. Actually, I think I sang. I didn't really sing the whole song, but I did cue up some Earth, Wind, and Fire September at my wedding, since it was in September, so I
dude. Beautiful.
Yeah, so I had, you know, a little, you know, it's a great excuse to play it, you know. Do you remember?
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, again, Saturday night,
yeah,
15th, come out to Off-Broadway.
April 15th.
5 o'clock start.
5 o'clock start.
Five o'clock doors.
Yeah.
5 o'clock.
Come and get some gooseberries.
Yeah, yeah, gooseberries and chill, man.
Gooseberries and chill.
There's gonna be a lot of touring bands just chilling.
Four Hands, man. They just got this. Citywide's got two different kinds now.
Yeah, Pilsner now.
They got a Pilsner now.
Yeah.
Heard they got a Pilsner now.
Heard they all got a Pilsner now down at Four Hands.
Yep.
Yeah, that might be. Is that their first Pilsner?
I think so. That's crazy. Not much of a beer drinker, but
I'm not much of a beer guy either, and I'll tell you the truth, I like Stag. But you know what, to tell you the truth, I like Four Hands.
Yeah. And they're a Citywide Pilsner. They did a big party over at Oyster Bar the other night with Old Soul Revival and Gavin was there. And,
too.
Who
was on that?
Man. Yeah,
the release of the Pilsner.
Yeah,
yeah, that was that looked like a good show. I was
Elliot played
Elliot
Pearson.
He's the dude. He's
cool. I like that guy.
But yeah, man. So anyway, I got to kind of be a part of it before it was debuted. I guess everywhere else, but it was kind of a limited release thing that night. But yeah, anyways, good times. So come out and get yourself some Four Hands and pick up a copy of the brand new vinyl from the Manus Brothers.
On Romanus Records.
Yeah. And you said there's gonna be like a limited edition and then there's gonna be the standard.
Yeah, there's going to be like a bunch of limited
editions.
There's like
seven different kinds.
Some you can only buy online April 16th.
Okay.
Easter.
So, yeah, it's Easter.
Yeah.
Easter Sunday.
Easter Special Sunday.
Easter Special Sunday, big time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that sounds cool. And yeah,
are you coming, Shane?
I'm definitely going to come by and grab my copy.
Awesome. Good to hear, man.
I might even order one on Easter, too.
That'd be incredible. Chris Banta, he would love it. He would love that. He's, you know, he's trying to do his thing with the Manos Brothers.
Do they all have sand in them?
No. I'll put sand in it if it don't.
I don't know.
You want sand, we'll have bags of sand that you can take with the record. Not true.
Just pour it all over your table.
David's looking at me like I shouldn't have said that.
Again, Beth Bombara, Calliope, Brother Oh Brother, The Strange Places, Bug Chaser, and is it Cattle? Is that?
Yep, it's Cattle.
Yeah, just making sure I pronounced that correctly for those guys. But yeah, full event, a full day of music, man. It's going to be a wild night. And RSVP online, there's a Facebook event. And again, $10 to get you in. And come on out and party with us. Thank you guys for
taking your time out, man.
All right. Shout out to Alicia's Pizza for
Alicia's Pizza really came in the clutch.
Yeah.
Not really, we called them straight up.
Right.
Yeah. They got here pretty reasonably on time, I guess.
They were a little bit early. They said 35 minutes. They were here in about 20.
Look at that. Damn. Service.
Yeah, y'all need some late night. Hit up Alicia's.
There you go.
They know what's good.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you, man. Hell yeah, Shane. Thanks.